What's up, Janelle?
Hey, Francie.
How is it going?
It'll be going great if we could finally get this shit together.
No, this should be the most simplest recording that we have done in a really long time. And we're having all types of issues.
All types of issues. But
why am I here? Why am I here recording on a Friday night at now 11 o'clock p.m.?
Well, you could blame Kim Kardashian for that, and we'll get to why.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that.
So basically, what we have come to realize is that a lot of times after we record an episode, something that we've talked about will continue. There'll be updates, or the day after we record, something new will happen in the story. And it's like, well, damn, now we got to wait 2 more weeks to talk about that thing that we talked about on the last episode. So we're creating a new segment that we're calling And Another Thing. It'll be an audio only segment. It'll be quick bites where we just kind of talk about updates as they happen based on episodes that we've previously recorded. That
makes sense.
With that, on episode 57, Say No More, we talked about Skims and their new men's campaign and their new nipple bra and all of that kind of stuff. And then we hung up our headphones on our mics, and then so much more has happened in the world
since that conversation.
Exactly.
Right. And it felt like every single day since we recorded that episode, I was texting you, or you were texting or DMing me. And I said, I don't want the conversation in there. And you were like, nah, we got to talk. We got to double back and talk about this. Double back Coco Jones.
Right.
So here we are. Okay. So I said something on the last episode where I feel like now I want to retract my statement.
Okay. What are we retracting?
I said that Skims, or this campaign for the draws, was like the target market or the target audience was for either gay men or women that got a man. And the reason why I'm retracting this statement is because the very next day after I said that, it was announced that Skims is the official partner, undergarment partner, for the NBA and WNBA.
And U.S. basketball.
And U.S. basketball, yeah. And then also JP, he was like, it was him. He said he was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and it was like, somebody said, I'm buying these draws. And I said, well, that may eliminate my theory. And clearly something's working because...
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the numbers. Clearly something is working because the men's drop broke, apparently, quote unquote, broke the Skims website traffic records. They received 25,000 orders within the first 5 minutes of launch, translating to millions of dollars in sales in minutes. That's a quote from TMZ.
Insane. What about this line? What about either this line or this campaign made it do this? I thought it was going to be so much skepticism, or people were going to be like, oh, cool, nice drop, whatever. Like, we see things like this all the time, but it seems like it was overhyped, or I was underwhelmed.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just the Kim Kardashian effect of it all, honestly. Like...
So was it the Kim Kardashian effect of it all, or was it the execution of the campaign? Like, who they chose, how they delivered it, the strategy?
I mean, but was it
just
fairly,
as simple as Kim?
I thought it was a pretty simple execution, right? Like, we're going to get three male athletes, put them in the draws, break the internet. It was a pretty simple equation. I think timing-wise, obviously, to time that with the announcement of the partnership. And again, it's not only an NBA partnership, it's WNBA and U.S. basketball. But apparently this has been in the works for the past 6 months, I believe I read.
Oh, wow.
And this was something that Skims approached.
So the product hadn't even dropped yet. They didn't know what it was going to do in the market. I mean, Like, yeah. There was no customer to say, like, oh, this is a really great product. There was none of that. And they had inked a deal with the NBA, WNBA, and U.S. basketball.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, I say that that's very much power of the celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't see this much success coming this fast for Skims. Back when the whole controversy around her calling it kimono happened, I thought like it was going to be a wash.
I did too. And admittedly, I forgot about that whole controversy. But I think that, you know, it's not like this was a complete... It wasn't a line launch. This was not the first time we had heard the name Skims. And, you know, it's like, okay, why is this...
Right.
Why is this... Right, you know, right. She has now a track record in this industry for putting out quality essentials that women or, have been purchasing. I think it was only a matter of time before she started creating male-centric products. And I think a partnership with the NBA is exactly what she needed to gain the traction in that market that she has. To your earlier point on the episode, you know, until you saw this partnership, you were like, this isn't for me. Or...
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't see this going where it has clearly gone at this point. Okay, so would you call Kim at this point a marketing genius?
Yeah, I would have called her that before this point. I mean, like, my personal opinions about her aside, right? Like, you know, my personal opinions about her aside and how she has gotten to where she is and all of that kind of stuff, like, the numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? Like, between Skims, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, all her other products, like, she hasn't really failed yet. And as much as people talk about, you know, talk about her and like the ethics of buying her products and this, that, and the third, they sell out every time. So,
I mean, yeah, attorney Kim Kardashian has done it again. I have to say, she continues to...
Kim Kardashian, attorney at law.
At law, she is. Like, I don't know. I try to always go back to like, what is it that worked? Is it the product? Does she have like a really innovative product that's like everybody needs it if you don't have it? But no, it's essential. It's basics. You can get basics from anywhere. There's so many brands, black brands. Fenty does basics. And then I'm like, is it the digital presence? Does she like market it appropriately across social or like? Does she really understand the target market? And I'm like, none of those things exist. It really is. I mean, they exist in their own right, just like they would anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But it really is the power of the celebrity that, in this case, I feel.
But I do think that the product is a quality product, too. Like, I think that that's really where what put her over the edge. Like, everybody was like, okay, Kim Kardashian is dropping draws. But then people were like, no, but have you seen, like, the product is actually quality. And I think people started buying the product in spite of the Kim Kardashian of it all. Not because of Kim Kardashian.
No. Yes, I get what you're saying. But if it was not Kim Kardashian's product, it would not have the visibility to be like, oh, I'm going to, you know what I mean? It still is that Kim Kardashian effect that makes it like be on your world star, where otherwise if it was just some... You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I get what you're
like
trying to say, but that's from
disassociate the Kim K part of it.
I'm not trying to disassociate that part of it. I think that from a marketing perspective, like, yeah, like, of course they're going to plaster her face all over it because everything that she sells turns to gold. But I'm talking about the people I know who buy Skims aren't buying it because they're so pressed to wear Kim Kardashian draws. It's because it was a quality product.
Right. I guess I get what you're saying.
Do you? I don't know. You seem like you're not really rolling.
No, I do. I feel like I feel like both things that we're saying is true.
Yeah. Okay, I can agree to that.
Yeah.
But that's not where the news around Skims ends. Because
see,
I believe
it keeps getting crazy for me.
Yesterday, a partnership with Swarovski was announced.
Mm-hmm. And what now, the hell kind of partnership can Skims have with bedazzled jewels? Like, come on
what
now.
Do you mean? You don't want bedazzled draws and bras? What's wrong with that?
Well, not on basics.
Well, they're not so basic anymore.
This is crazy to me. Like, come on now. Come on. It's because Kim Kardashian's brand wants to partner with us. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, and this is not going to be the last collab that we see from her and Skims. Probably in the next 2 weeks. They're on a roll right now. And every brand seems to want a piece of the action.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll so see. About to, I think
Skims,
this is
Skims is about to be the
to
next Supreme.
Watch.
Weekly drops.
Are you calling it here now?
Skims is the next Supreme. Yeah, mark it. I said it.
I mean, she is, like we were talking about that tree that branches off of Kanye. She does, like, whether you want to admit it or not, like, as far as like the initiative, the art, the way they move.
I mean, even the color scheme when she first dropped, it was given very much Yeezy season two. Damn. Yep. Hate to give him credit for
I know, anything, but you have to.
But
yeah.
So then you've changed your mind about who this campaign is for. Have you changed your mind about wearing the product, though?
I am not. I'm not changing my mind.
Okay.
I would say if they were gifted, I would probably try them. Like I said before. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself going out my way to go online and purchase any Skims.
Okay.
But this is because we're having this conversation and all this has happened. It does make me curious. And maybe that's.
And that's how she got me.
How it. Yeah.
I was like, well, what's everybody talking about? Hold on a second. What am I missing out on? And then I was like, oh.
Everybody's wearing Skims. Ain't that what Cardi B said in hers?
Oh, that's, yeah. Did we even talk about campaign? Cardi B?
Yeah, I think
we did. Okay,
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, as annoying as that family has been and can be, the machine behind them from a marketing perspective, and I guess we can name that machine, Kris Kardashian.
Yep.
Whatever.
You do have to also give Kris her.
I mean, who?
I know we mentioned Kanye, but we can't mention Kanye.
I mean, the only flop in that whole family has been Rob Kardashian's sock line. And that probably flopped for other reasons. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's
right,
literally the only flop in the family.
Wow. Yeah. So are you giving Skims going with your black ads?
Now that's a bit much. Well, let's not get carried away. That would be nuts. We're not doing that.
Oh my God, I needed that one. I thought I was going to get you all entangled.
Whoa.
But wait,
don't you trying to get me caught up? Absolutely not.
That's a bit much.
Yeah.
I mean, she got black people in the campaign.
Don't get me see now. Now you're gonna have me reckoning in my mind with like, should I burn all my Skims? No, I can't do that. Don't make me mad, Bronzy.
Oh my God.
Do not make me upset.
All right,
I'm already giving Kim way more than I had ever
anticipated giving her. I know. Amadi's a fan of hers now, and I'm like, maybe he saw something before I did, but I'm starting to see. She has something going. Like, she's able to capitalize. Like, I like the way she moves.
Yeah. I'm like, it's really hard. It's the same way I kind of feel about Tyler Perry and his product. It's just like, you know, like,
how are we going?
I don't know, because I'm always going to take it. I'm always going to find a way to take a shot at Tyler Perry. But this is actually bigging up Tyler Perry, because as much as like I don't like the product, I like the way he moves as a businessman. And I feel like it's kind of a bit objective. Mm-hmm. Like, objectively, how can you not respect it? It's kind of how I feel about Kim. It's just like, you know, the not the politics of it, but like, you know, the social commentary of it. Like, how can you not respect how she moves as an entrepreneur? But who I will say that I unabashedly do see it for in that family is Northwest.
Oh, of course. I mean, come on now.
Did you see she's on the cover of ID magazine, and I think they did an interview with her. And
no.
Oh, you have to go read this interview, because that is Kanye's child. They asked her, who's your style in icon? And she was like, me.
No way.
Yes, she did. But okay, I keep seeing these like clips from, I don't watch the Kardashian show on, I think they have like the show on Hulu now. Mm-hmm. But apparently North be giving Kim hell.
She does. I saw that clip too. Amadi watches it, so sometimes I get glimpses. Mm-hmm. She don't take nothing from Kim. I think that's the way to put it. She puts Kim through the ringer.
Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes you just got to be humbled. And if your kids can't do that for you,
that's what North is here to do.
Exactly.
She's like, I don't care how much money you got or who anybody else thinks you are.
Yeah, they asked her something about like Kim's work ethic or something like that, and
she's like, what's she do?
What does she do?
Like, oh, I think it's good. Like, whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess those are our extra thoughts on Skims.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think, because I'm curious about what people outside of the world think. I mean, I can see in the comments on the Skim campaigns, but I want to know what our listeners think. So let us know.
Yeah,
all right, y'all.
Am I wilding for buying Skims? Is Bronzy wilding for not wanting to buy Skims? I don't know. Let us know.
Are y'all buying Skims? That's what I want to know. Probably so. All right. Well, that wraps this segment of And Another Thing. All about Skims. But make sure y'all watch last week's episode. And as always, please like, subscribe, and follow at Witch of Black Ads pretty much everywhere. And until next time, see y'all.
Bye.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. God, that's what I'm talking about. It was so black ass. It was black ass.